Welcome to Transformed by Grace, an in-depth Bible study of God's Word presented by the Berean Bible Society. Join us each time on this station as Pastor Kevin brings the transforming message of God's grace revealed through the Holy Scriptures.
Psalm 119, verse 97 through 104 says, "Oh, how love I thy law! It is my meditation all the day. Thou, through thy commandments, hast made me wiser than mine enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way." The psalmist declares how deeply he loves God's word. It was precious to him. It was not to him a restraint or a burden, but his joy. It was his comfort. It was his strength in life. And because he loves it, he meditates on it. He thinks on its truths all the day long. And that's how meditation is to be. Just something that you do throughout the day, all day long. Just thinking about God's word. Because he does that, he's armed with divine wisdom in his life and in his thinking, and he is thus wiser than his enemies. And then he says, "For they are ever with me," meaning God's teachings were always with him because they had become a part of his heart and life. Matthew Henry said, "A believer, wherever he goes, should carry his Bible along with him, if not in his hands, then in his head and in his heart." With a knowledge of God's word being guided by divine wisdom, the psalmist shows how he also had gained more understanding about life, about the world, about mankind, about himself, than his teachers. He had more understanding than them who had taught him secular knowledge in verse 99. With the knowledge and practice of God's word and God's word being a part of his life, he was even outshining the aged, he calls the aged ancients here in verse 100. I wouldn't recommend going and calling your grandma ancient. That probably wouldn't sit very well. But his elders had the advantage of experience, study, observation, and had treasured up wisdom through their years of life. But he says the reason he had surpassed them in understanding was because he kept thy precepts, because of his obedience and application of the word of God to his life, and thus he was living the wisdom of God out. The knowledge of God's word had properly taught him to avoid a sinful course for his life and to not depart from the wise path for his life that the Lord had taught and instructed and guided him into through his word. As he says, "I have refrained my feet from every evil way. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me." Through verses 103 and 104, we see the nature of God's word is sweetness, and its effect is understanding and wisdom. The psalmist exclaims that God's words are sweet unto his taste. He'd not only heard God's word, but he had fed upon it. And he found its promises, its truth, its guidance, its God to be of indescribable sweetness. And that's how the Word of God is. We have daily physical nourishment, and we need that daily physical nourishment. And we need the spiritual nourishment of God's Word, and we need it daily as well. Having gained understanding and wisdom and truth from the Word, he therefore hated false ways, he says in verse 104, which led others away from God's truth, away from the sweetness of God's word into sin and error. And he desired that all walk in the truth of God's word. Psalm 119, 105 through 112 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined mine heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. Having stated in the previous verse that he hated false ways, false paths, he then states how the word kept him in the true way, on a good path, and was to him a lamp and a light. On the pathway he was traveling through life in this dark world, the lamp of God's word guided his every step, and it lit his path so he could see the way that he should go. It thus kept him from veering or wandering off onto the wrong path by following false teaching or error or tripping over obstacles on the pathway of sin and selfishness, or falling from the path completely by following the world or just living for self only. Any who make the word our guide and who make the word our lamp and our light for our life, are we're on the right path and we can see the path God desires for our life. We're able to see the way we should go, avoiding paths which would lead us astray, which would lead us away from God. We'll be able to see any dangers in the path that might trip us up in life, and we'll be able to stay on the path of a life lived for the glory of God. The psalmist resolves to do this always. Verse 106, I like how he says it, I have sworn and I will perform it. He states that he's sworn to live by the word and to keep it. He trusts in God's word. He says, I am afflicted very much. He asks the Lord for strength through the word that he might endure through that affliction. In 108, he talks about the freewill offerings of my mouth. Freewill offerings were offerings of the free will. It's as logical by the title. But they were offerings offered under the law, not by any constraint or compulsion. They were simply expressions of gratitude, worship, and praise. Those under the law on that day would bring offerings to the tabernacle or the temple, and they'd bring them of their own free will and devote them and sacrifice them to God in response to a blessing received. And so that's what the psalmist realizes, that he realizes he's received a blessing. And so he offers of his own free will from his mouth, praising God, thanking him, worshiping him, offering him the free will offerings of my mouth in praise to God. And he asks only in return that God would continue to teach him his word so that he might know the word, that he might know him more. Psalm 119, 113 says, I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross, therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. The psalmist hates vain thoughts. This phrase speaks of those whose thoughts have no direction, have empty, roving thoughts who are unstable and undecided. And it's literally referring to the opinions of men, human theory and philosophy. The writer states that he hates any thoughts or teachings which might lead him away from the word, and he is determined to remain focused on the truth, remain focused on the word, which he loves. Because in the word, he finds from those vain thoughts, 114, his hiding place, his safety, his shelter, his protection in God himself and in his wisdom. In the word, he finds God as his shield, his defense. with the vain thoughts that are all around him and all around us, he ran to God and found shelter and safety in the Word. And he does so because he hopes in God's Word. He confidently rests in its teachings. The writer then declares his desire to depart from them who depart from God. Depart from me, ye evildoers, he tells them. He wanted separation from those who would teach false things and do evil, because he didn't want their influence in his life to lead him away from the path of following the Word of God. So he turns to God, and he asks for his strength and his help. He asks him to uphold him, hold him up according to his Word, because there is life and there is safety. And he says, hold thou me up, and I will be safe. In contrast to this, knowing by the Word about God and his justice and judgment against sin, the writer declares that he trembles in fear and is afraid at the thought of God's wrath and judgment that will fall on evildoers and the wicked and the unbelieving. And that's why he says, my flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments.
We'll be returning to the program in just a minute. But first, we'd like to take this time to thank you, our partners, for making these programs possible. If you would like to access our library of helpful Bible study tools, go to BereanBibleSociety.org.
Daily Transformation is a paperback 412-page book written by Pastor John Fredrickson. We welcome you as you journey with us through the pages of this devotional to not only learn information, but to benefit from examples of faith and failure, and seek to apply God's Word to everyday life. Together, let's transition from only studying theories of doctrine to applying God's truths in a practical way. May God use these studies to help you find daily transformation. To order your copy, contact the Berean Bible Society for pricing and availability at 262-255-4750 or visit our website at www.BereanBibleSociety.org.
To receive our free, full-color 32-page monthly magazine, The Berean Searchlight, call 262-255-4750 or subscribe online at www.BereanBibleSociety.org. Thank you again for your generous gifts. And now, back to the teaching with Pastor Kevin.
Psalm 119, 121 to 128 says, I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servant according unto thy mercy and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, Lord, to work, for they have made void thy law. Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. The writer is under oppression in this stanza. The thought in verse 121 is that he had done judgment and justice, or that he hadn't oppressed anyone. And so he asked the Lord that he be not crushed by his oppressors, not left to their mercy. He asked the Lord to be his surety, or his security, safety, protection in the midst of this trial. His eyes were straining, mine eyes fail for thy salvation, waiting for God's deliverance in his trial and from his oppressors, and that God would deal with him according to his mercy. His eyes were straining, as he says, mine eyes fail for thy salvation, as he sought God's deliverance from his oppression. But then you see that they were straining, as we've seen throughout this psalm, that he strained and longed for a fuller knowledge of the Word of God. You see it in 124 and 125 when he asks God to teach him his statutes, that he might be given understanding of them and that he might know God's testimonies. The writer asks God these things also on the basis that I am thy servant in verse 125, that he belonged to him. And on this basis, he also asks God in verse 126 to work on his behalf, to deliver him from those who were oppressing him and had disregarded God's law. And that's just honesty with the Lord. You see that he had the proper respect for the Lord through verse 120. But yet he could speak to God. He knew he could speak to God honestly and ask God and tell God, it's time for thee, Lord, to work. Psalm 129 through 136 says, thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters run down mine eyes, because they keep not thy law. The psalmist declares how God's word is wonderful. It's a good description of God's word. The excellence and wonderful character of the word had led the writer to always keep it in his heart, his memory, and his life. He says, therefore doth my soul keep them. In verse 105, we learned about how the word gives light to the external pathway of our life. Here, the word gives light to the inner life of the soul. The entrance of thy words giveth light. As the word is received and our minds are opened by the Holy Spirit, illuminated to the word and its meaning, the word gives light and understanding to what God would have us to do, to how we should live, to what we should avoid in life. It enlightens us to an understanding about ourselves and about mankind and God himself. And it just leads us to view the world differently. We view it through the way God looks at it. This knowledge gained by the psalmist led him to pant. He said, open my mouth and panted. He was panting after God's word. It's again his desire for more and more understanding and light. And it was an anxious desire, an earnest desire. In verse 136, he loves God so dearly, and they're so wonderful to him, that the thought of others who do not love it and obey it and desire to learn it and live by it causes rivers of waters, a flood of tears to run down his eyes. He wept for those who rejected God and did not live by his wonderful word. And it's because they don't know what they're missing. They're missing out on the joy, the hope, the security, the comfort, the strength, and the fellowship with God. Psalm 119, verse 137 says, righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me, because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. The writer had become conscious of the character of God through his knowledge of the word of God. And he knew that God is righteous. Righteous art thou, O Lord. And because God is righteous, his judgments and his testimonies are righteous and upright and very faithful. The word of God is just like its author. It's righteous, it's upright, and it's very faithful. In verse 142, the writer states that God's righteousness is everlasting. And then in verse 144, he says the righteousness of God's word is everlasting. God's word, again, like its author, is absolutely right. It is truth. It is free from error and wholly dependable. And the righteousness of that testimonies is everlasting. And so the word of God, too, is eternal and everlasting. Psalm 119, verse 145 says, I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord, I will keep thy statutes. I cried unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice, according unto thy loving kindness, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Thou art near, O Lord, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies I have known of old, that thou hast founded them forever. The psalmist is again in distress, and he cries to the Lord in prayer that he might be saved from his enemies. I cried unto thee, save me. So you might be able to live by God's word is the reason why. He says, I shall keep thy testimonies. During this trial, he was preventing the dawn, or the dawning of the morning. And so he was rising before dawn to pray. And he also found himself awake in the middle of the night. And since he was awake, he says in verse 148, I'm going to meditate and think on God's word. The prayer of his heart was that the Lord would hear his plea and refresh and strengthen him according to his loving kindness and by the word in verse 149. He states that his enemies who wished to do him wrong were very close. They draw nigh. Enemies who were very far from God, they are far from thy law. But then he had comfort of knowing that the Lord was always very near. So there's like a near and far comparison there. He taught how the Word of God taught him that. The Word of God taught him that the Lord is always near. In verse 152, he states that he had known of old. In other words, he had long ago become convinced to trust in the Word, which God had founded from eternity and for eternity. And by the Word, he was steadied in his life by God's faithfulness to his eternal Word. Psalm 119:153 says, consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies. Yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. The plea for deliverance continues in this stanza. He says in verse 154, plead my cause, or undertake my cause, fight my fight, rescue me, and then quicken or strengthen me by your word. He says that salvation is far from the wicked because they were far from God, self-reliant, despised God and his word, and did not seek it. When he thought of his oppressors, which had wronged him and transgressed God's law, he was saddened, he was grieved in verse 158, because they didn't obey God's word. God's word gives us a burden for the unbelieving, and you see that here. And he talks about being grieved for the unbelieving. And in contrast to those who do not keep the word, the writer says, consider how I love thy precepts. In his love for the word and dedication to learning it and applying it, he discovered with conviction that God's word is true from the beginning, or it is true in its entirety, from the beginning to the end. And all of it is righteous. All of it shall stand eternally. Psalm 119, verse 161 says, princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. The psalmist states that princes and rulers have persecuted him without a cause in verse 161. But you see with these princes and these rulers that he does not stand in awe of them, of their high position as princes. He stood in awe only of the majesty of the word of God. His heart didn't tremble at the words of these rulers, but they did tremble in awe before the words of Almighty God. You see, in verse 61, he stands in awe of the word, and in verse 162, he rejoices at the word. He rejoices like a person who discovers a great spoil or treasure. True riches and great wealth and treasure for the soul and spiritually are found in God and his word. So many seek for the treasures of this world, but treasure is found in the word of God. Psalm 119, verses 169 to 176 says, "Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments." In the final stanza, the writer again petitions the Lord in his need. As he gains a greater and deeper understanding of God's word, he states that he will praise God and then tell others about God's righteous word. That's how the psalm began, and that's how the psalm closes. Lips opening in praise to God, but then our mouth opening and sharing God's word with others. The psalm doesn't close the way you'd expect it to close, but you see the realness of it. You see his humanity. The psalm closes speaking of how the writer had gone astray for a time, like a lost sheep. And he desires the great shepherd to seek him and bring him back onto the path he should go, which he had not and would never forget. And so many of us, that's what we do. Sometimes we wander off, and we need the Lord to bring us back. It's a remarkable psalm. It's all about God's word, is what we've entitled these four sessions. It's an encouragement to us to love and to live the word of God like the writer did, because in doing so, we'll find strength, great peace, and joy.
Thank you again for tuning in to Transformed by Grace. We appreciate your prayer support and the financial gifts. The purpose and mission of the Berean Bible Society is to help you understand the whole counsel of the Word of God. For more information, visit our website at www.BereanBibleSociety.org or give us a call at 262-255-4750. Or if you prefer, write us at the Berean Bible Society, P.O. Box 756, Germantown, Wisconsin, 53022. Now until next time, may you be transformed by God's grace.